In preparation for our last petition for the impacting of governing authorities, please turn in the Word of God to the first epistle of Paul to Timothy and to chapter 2, and we will read verses 1 through 8. 1 Timothy 2, reading from verse 1 through 8. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Saviour, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time. Whereunto I am ordained a preacher and an apostle, I speak the truth in Christ, and lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity. I will, therefore, that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Amen. The Lord bless the reading of his word to us, and let us now turn to him in prayer. Let us pray. Great and sovereign Lord God, we come unto thee in and through the one we have just read, the one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Oh, we give thanks for him, for all that he is and for all that he has done and for all that he continues to do, the blessed and the only potentate, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, who only hath immortality. Oh, we do give thanks, Lord, for that throne that is set up in the heavens, that throne before whom the nations of the earth are but as the drop of a bucket. They are counted as the small dust of the balance. The inhabitants of earth are but as grasshoppers before that throne and upon the one who sits upon the throne. Oh, give us faith, we beseech thee, in these trying and tumultuous days, to look to that throne, even as Isaiah did in his own day, in the tumult of the time when King Uzziah died, in lifting up his eyes and seeing the Lord sitting on the throne high and lifted up, seeing the angels veiling their faces and crying unceasingly, Holy, 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 Lord God, the whole earth is full of his glory. Help us, Lord, to fix our eyes upon that throne, upon that kingdom. The Lord doth reign and is clothed with majesty most bright. And Lord, we do come with this petition now, for as we were reading, that we would too pray for all men and for kings and for those in authority. We give thee thanks that in thy great wisdom and thy great grace thou hast established governments and rulers and presidents and those who rule. We cannot begin to imagine the anarchy, the lawlessness that so often we find coming to expression from our own corrupt hearts, what that would be if left completely unbridled. And so, Lord, we do give thee thanks and remember that this ordinance is thy own. Thou art saying as wisdom, by me kings reign, and princes decree justice. Thou art saying through the apostle Paul to the Romans that the powers that be are ordained of God. Help us to remember this. Help us to thank thee for this. To thank thee for the peace that this country has enjoyed over many years and decades and even centuries. The freedom we have had to worship. The suppression of wickedness to such a large extent. The promotion of that which has been good over many generations. And as we even see in these days what happens in other lands, where the Christian gospel has not taken so firm a root, we do give thanks, Lord, for the government that we have had. And we remember too the due, the honor that we are to give to those who have been appointed rulers, that we as Christians are to give to them. The prayers that we are to offer for them, we confess we have failed, we have sinned in our general prayerlessness over our rulers. We hear the apostolic injunction, I will that supplications and prayers and intercessions and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all in authority. We confess we have sinned, Lord, but we pray that in these days when it seems like the very foundations and fabric of our society is being turned upside down, we beseech thee, God, do not deal with us according to our sin, but continue to give us laws that would be in accordance with thy own law. Give wisdom to our leaders, give discernment to them, help them with every decision that they have to make. And we beseech thee, gracious, powerful, sovereign God, that the decisions that they would make would return, as our brother prayed, to the Word of God, to be informed by the Word of God. Help our rulers to recognize what is truly evil and to restrain it, to recognize what is good and to promote it. Make them, as Isaiah calls, nursing fathers and nursing mothers. Give them to see, give us to see, and give them to see that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Oh, we pray, gracious one, that thou wouldst convert, that thou wouldst powerfully interrupt and convert the lives of those who rule. We pray with John Calvin that thou wouldst make bad men good, that thou wouldst make bad women good. We cannot see, we confess, with our own lack of faith and limited horizons, how this is even possible, and we forget the same power that converted ourselves. Oh God, we beseech thee to turn these hard hearts, as thou hast done, as thou didst humble the Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon, and thou didst turn the wicked Manasseh, who caused the streets of Jerusalem to run red with blood, and made him a godly monarch, and that thou didst make a Felix to tremble. Do so, we beseech thee, with our own rulers at every level, our president, those running for presidency, in Congress, in houses of power and authority, and the judges. Oh, that they would hear from thy people in their lives and in their words and in their prayers the call of the Word of God. Now therefore, you kings, be wise, be instructed, you rulers of the earth. Serve God with fear and bow before him with reverence. We pray for those who are Christians in leadership positions, that they would be able to use their authority, that they would not compromise, that they would be given wisdom and boldness and thy Spirit, that they would be able to proclaim when confronted with laws that go against thy word. There is another king, one Jesus. Lord, we ask thee, by whom shall Jacob arise, for he is small. We look at the church, we've offered prayers for her. Oh, by whom will Jacob arise? We don't put our trust in princes. We don't put our trust in man, in whom there is no stay. We remember that it is not the sword that got us this land, but it is thy arm, thy countenance, thy favor. And so as we ask that question, by whom will Jacob arise when he is small, we remember that that thou art the one who is saying, a little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. And so we thank thee above all for that one of whom it was said that the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The same one of whom thou dost say that thou hast given him the name, the above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, those in heaven, those in earth, those under the earth, and every tongue confess Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And so, gracious one, the kings of earth come and go, we come and go, but the name of Christ and his kingdom, it is said, his name forever shall endure. It will last like the sun. And so we pray, gracious one, the whole earth, let thy glory fill. Amen. So let it be. We pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
A selection from Timothy and the prayer for our governing authorities were given by Reverend Ian McLeod from the Free Reformed Church in Grand Rapids.